All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Even the political ads. I mean, I understand that you have to get your name out there. But I'm shocked that anyone would be swayed with that type of marketing, either a TV ad or a radio ad or a direct mail piece. I mean, I don't have an alternative way to do it, but I don't know. Anyway, the mailman's delivering the direct mail pieces, you know, from all the candidates. And he's got like a Kamala Harris thing that he's sticking in the mailbox along with the other shit that you just throw away. Well, the mailman was approached by some boomer who didn't want that type of, didn't want that type of junk mail. Now, most people would just throw it away. And you can't even say to the mail carrier, hey, don't deliver that anymore. You just can't do it. The only way to do this is to reach out to whoever sent it and say, don't send these in the future. And even that probably won't work. But that's a waste of time. You know, this is stupid. Just take all that shit and throw it away. Or burn it, whatever. It doesn't matter. And it's because of Donald Trump that this asshole felt compelled to do this. This is what I was telling you about. All of the terribly behaved people in our society think that it is now appropriate to act like a complete psychopath. You know? The prosecutor from Oakland County, Karen McDonald, filed charges against 61-year-old Russell Valu. He was pissed off because he got the mailer promoting Kamala Harris. He said to the carrier, allegedly, I don't want that black F rhymes. Well, he says black fuck. I don't want that black fuck in my mailbox. Or black bitch. It says black expletive, so it's probably bitch. McDonald said in a press release. He then called the mail carrier a black expletive and threatened the carrier. So, what do you think happened next? Did the mail carrier walk away and tell his supervisor? Did the mail carrier call police? Or did the mail carrier pull out the pepper spray and sprayed him in the face? We all know what we're hoping for. And it absolutely worked. She sprayed him in the fucking face with the pepper spray. Oh, yes! And then she called the police. You're fucking with a federal employee. She's like, this is my courtroom, motherfucker. He faces one felony count of ethnic intimidation and one misdemeanor count of assault and battery. The ethnic intimidation charge comes with a punishment of up to 2 years in prison. Karen McDonald, the Oakland County prosecutor, says in this highly charged political moment, everyone has a right to their political opinion and vote. Whatever our political beliefs, no one should be assaulted or threatened because of their race or for doing their job. Hate crimes impact all of us, and we will vigorously pursue all such cases. I mean, think about the stupidity here. Now, I don't think that my MAGA audience members are this dumb. I've got a few of you that are going to vote for Trump, and though I want to kick your cocks in, and it's all dudes, I take it back. Amanda's going to vote for Trump, so I would love to kick her right in the twat over that. I do respect their vote. their right to choose, I should say. I don't respect their vote. It's a horrible vote. It's a dumb move on their part, but I love them dearly. I would like very much to kick their cocks and one vagina and say, I love you. I just wish you were not voting for that piece of shit. And that's the extent of it. But we can't go up to the lady who's delivering the mail and just assault her. You know, I mean, what the fuck? That is ridiculous. Chris says, too bad it wasn't a John Coffee-sized mailman. Showbro Michael, he's one of my Trump supporters that I love, says, can you kick me in the butthole instead? You know I love you guys. I love you and I respect your right to vote for that asshole. David in Hudsonville says, great reference. I just read this the other day. The film The Green Mile, which is a Stephen King story, made into a film starring Tom Hanks and that big guy who I think he passed away, didn't he? The guy who played John Coffey. Number of great stars in that film. Excellent, excellent movie. That is loosely based on a true story of a 14-year-old black kid in the South, Michael Duncan Clark. I think it's Clark Duncan, actually. And I didn't know that. I had forgotten, and I don't want to look for it right now, but I did read about it. And the kid did not kill two little girls, but in fact, a guy who was already sentenced to prison did, white guy, white pedophile, which is the same storyline from Green Mile, except it was a great big guy who they accused of killing the little girl in the film and put him to death. Spoiler alert. Well, this happened in real life, but it was a 14-year-old little boy who, same scenario though, but it was two girls killed and he didn't do it. And another, it was found out after he was killed, put to death, the kid, by racist cops, racist jury, the whole shit, you know, South many, many decades ago. And that's where the idea for the book was actually created. Little easy literary fun fact for you. Stephen King, an American treasure right there. Linda says, I'm about to jump on a call with our friend Frank Fuss. Hashtag support the advertisers. Please tell him I said hi and ask him what body part he's working out today. Say Easy wants to know what you're working out today in your lifting. Matt says you need John Coffee to help with your mouse problems. Now, I don't know if you're referencing the guy in The Green Mile. Well, you are. But, yeah, didn't he, like, raise the mouse from the dead or something like that? Maureen says, ask him why he hates Taylor Swift. I don't recommend that. I don't recommend that you talk about anything other than... I recommend you only talk about insurance and you do not discuss Taylor Swift at all. Trivia. Name of the mouse, Mr. Bojangles. That's right. All right. So that happened. What an asshole that guy is. Let's get into how the automakers are dying on the vine over EVs. Ford is now offering something to make this. Oh shit! I just had to reset my story. That's okay. How often have I talked on the show about how they may have dove in with 2 feet a little too quickly on the entire EV thing? I've been a big proponent of hybrids, and most people are starting to see that now, that that makes just so much more sense. The idea that your vehicle can get 50 plus miles per gallon and not be debilitating to the energy grid, or make it so that the vehicle will run out of a charge. I mean, there's just so many horrible things involved with EVs. So Ford is now like, hey, well, we got to do something. Nobody's buying these fucking things. So here you go. This is the latest.
With electric vehicle sales going slower than expected, Ford is taking a new step today to entice people who are on the fence about buying an EV. It's an industry first. News 8's Byron Tollefson explains.
If you buy or lease a new electric vehicle from Ford, the automaker is now offering a free charger, and they'll install it in your home for free, too.
Ford is offering to pay for a level 2 charger that's worth around $1,300. They're generally found at public charging stations like this one.
You could charge overnight in many cases, and your car is going to be back up and running, no time flat, with a full tank, if you will.
Based out of West Michigan, Mike Wall has been an auto analyst for decades, telling automakers and suppliers about the latest trends. He says electric vehicles have sold slower than expected, causing several automakers to push back EV production and scale back their investments. Automakers are even dropping prices.
But it still has been lethargic. I mean, I think that's fair to say. It's been under, behind expectations for sure.
Ford's move is aimed to sway people who are unsure about electric vehicles. Ford's offering the free charger and installation to customers who buy or lease an EV anytime from this month through the end of the year. Installing a charging system isn't easy or cheap. QMerit, a leading installation provider, puts the average cost between $800 and $2,500.
See, that's the challenge for consumers is, boy, okay, what kind of do I need a new circuit box? Do I need, what level amp circuit? These are all questions that consumers have, that none of these are concerns when we go to fill up our gas tank.
While other automakers offer...
Bingo, right there, what he just said.
Similar incentives, Ford says it's the first to offer both free charging and installation at purchase.
Could you see other automakers doing what Ford's doing?
Oh, totally.
Will this move the needle at all for people who are on the fence?
That is the question. I mean, that's the billion-dollar question. It's a good start, no, for sure, but we're going to have more work ahead of us.
In Grand Rapids, Byron Tollefson, News 8.
Okay, so you have a vehicle. It's at your house. You have your little charging station. You got your full charge. I've got my full charge. And I want to go drive up to Fear Bunker North. I drive up there. Now what? How do I get back? Do I have to install one up there too? I mean, come on. What if I'm towing something? You know, in some of these cases, some of these vehicles that you would use to tow, like a boat or like a fifth wheel or a what do you call it, travel trailer, your range is going to go down to like 100, for God's sake. There is no way that this is sustainable. This is stupid. Kenny writes, I'll get an EV when every gas station is shut down and replaced with electric charging stations, which means I'll never have an EV. Of course. Tofus says, if the big oil execs didn't execute the dude who made an engine that ran totally on water a few decades back, we wouldn't have this problem right now. You know, I have heard of that. I don't know if it's exactly as you say. Wouldn't surprise me. But that, wouldn't that be something? I mean, a fuel that is water, and then it has, what would it have to do? Would it have to extract the hydrogen in water? So, if that's the case, because if you put water in, That's two molecules of hydrogen and oxygen. So then you put the water in the thing, and then it's going to extract the hydrogen and then expel the oxygen. So basically, the exhaust is oxygen. Am I understanding this correctly? I mean, I kind of did that on my own there. That would be outstanding. Let's see. Bob says hybrid is good. Flex fuel E85 is great. Basically running on corn. EVs suck. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, EVs are horrible. Tophis says the guy's name was Stanley Myers. So when I search that, it comes up to the entry water fuel cell. The water fuel cell is a non-functional design for a perpetual motion machine created by Stanley Meyer. Meyer claimed that a car retrofitted with the device could use water as fuel instead of gas. Meyer's claims about his water fuel cell and the car that it powered were found to be fraudulent by an Ohio court in 1996. So, all right. Now that right away is kind of like 100% opposite of what Tophis just said. See, this is how misinformation happens. Tophis comes in the chat and says, Big Oil murdered the man who came up with a car that runs on water. And then I'm like, huh, wow. Well, let's take a look at that. When in reality, the whole thing was a fraud? Is that what I'm being led to believe? Meyer's death. He died while dining at a restaurant. His brother claimed that during a meeting with two Belgian investors, Meyer suddenly ran outside saying, they poisoned me. After an investigation, the local police agreed with the coroner that ruled that Meyer, who had high blood pressure, died of a cerebral aneurysm. So now, what that means is, if this were like a baseball game, Tophis would be 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. It then says some of Meyer's supporters, a.k.a. Tophis, believe he was assassinated to suppress his inventions. Well, I don't know if this is kind of silly, I think. This makes me think that Tophis doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Matt says, we're losing over 1,000 acres of farmland to solar panels this fall. It's stupid. I don't know about that. Solar panels are great. What is the problem with solar panels? We have a lot of space around here. Solar panels are terrific. I say we need more of them. We need more solar panels. We need more windmills. We need more dams. Water-powered turbines. Off topic. Is Kyle going to kill it on the show today? It's a great question. Chris says that that story has been going around for decades. Water, car guy getting murdered. Well, I'm shutting it down here. Tophis is a fucking dumb fuck. You cannot come on here and make some wacky shit up and expect after you're proven wrong, get completely obliterated. Okay, right now that hammer is about 5 feet from my ear. Tophis says, yeah, easy. You thought celestial excitement was a cloud covering the moon. It was awesome, by the way. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Let me get Kyle in here. He's going to laugh his balls off. The whole business of people working on the house. Thank you for the reminder, by the way. I owe so much to you guys, seriously. I don't know if he's going to be available. Watch your ears. I'm planning on getting after the Patreon right after I get done with this. That was the suggestion made to me by Nick. Hey.
Hey, folks, you reached Kyle Diller, and I just can't come to the phone, but I just want you to leave a message so I can just call you right on back. All right.
IMKO is here. He writes, he or she writes, I don't know who, if it's male or female. I miss the EV conversation, but I have one. It's fucking awesome. Immediate acceleration, no oil changes, full charge from the garage every night. They are effective in the scenario of local. Don't forget, the White House wants everyone to have one of those. Not possible. It's possible if it's just you and people like you taking it in and around the area, like 15 miles to work, 15 miles back. Yes. Okay. I will agree with that. But outside of that, no. EZ Show.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how are you? I'm podcasting.
Yeah. You just called me, right?
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah. I was just finishing up on the other phone. I was like, well, fuck, that's Eric Zane, so.
Well, look, I got fun news for you.
Yeah, tell me, dude.
You might hear a lot of banging because I got a bunch of Mexicans putting a new roof on the house while I'm doing the show.
Oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Hey everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. So, if you ever need a new roof, I know who you should call.
Yeah, what company are you using?
They're called Werner Roofing. In fact, I'm trying to make them a sponsor.
Yeah, do it, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you a sponsor, too, but you keep ducking me like a bitch.
I ain't ducking. I'm treading water. That's all I'm doing.
That's fine. Chris, right away in the chat says, referring to you, bro is the reason why Goff is on fire. Ever since he called him the R word, Goff has been a wizard.
I know, just straight up. I was re-listening to last week when we were talking. And I did say that we were going to fuck those Seahawks up, and that's exactly what we did. So that was pretty sweet, dude.
You absolutely did say that, and that's fantastic. And Goff, how about the fact that he threw 18 passes and completed 18 passes?
I know, straight up. I was thinking about that, too. So I was actually up north watching the game with Blue's dad and Tony, and Tony from here.
Yeah.
But so we were watching it, and sometime in the fourth quarter, Greg, which is Blue's dad, was like, wait a minute, has Jared Goff thrown an incompletion yet? And I was like, no, dude, he hasn't, dude. And I really started thinking about the whole retard thing going on, dude. And it works, dude. I'm telling you. I just say it deep within, I say it on the astral plane, and he fucking hears it, dude.
Okay, I get it. You call him retarded on the astral plane, you say. Okay.
Yeah, straight up. Hey, if you don't name this episode that, then something's wrong here.
I like that. R word on the astral plane.
You gotta love it.
Okay, that when you see that me promote it on my social media, it will say EZ October 3rd. Our word on the astral plane.
We're about to blow up, dude. You're about to get a million views on this one, dude.
I like that. And then after the game, I guess Dan Campbell feels like a dick because you know how he gives a game ball?
I saw that.
He didn't give it to Goff. How could he not? What a fucking asshole. What is he doing?
I know. In Dan Campbell's defense, though, obviously Jared Goff was perfect and nailed the fucking game. But he still looks pretty dumb while he's doing it. So, you know what I mean? Like, maybe Dan Campbell was just... He was just watching him and was like, no way.
I think Campbell needs to address it. You know, with that gruff voice, he needs to say, all right, this guy was unstoppable, but he runs like fuck and he looks stupid.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Jared Goff. That's what he needs to do. So.
I know, Campbell. Straight up, like, Dan Campbell wants to be the most popular coach of all time, and, like, despite Super Bowl wins and despite anything. All he's got to do is just tell Detroit Lions fans, like, hey, we can have some beers. Like, let's all meet at Ford Field and have beers together. And that's how you fucking do it, dude.
He could have a press conference after every game he's so popular and say, after this game, I'm going to go have sex with a child. And no one would care.
I know. he's the anti-Diddy is what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he could do Diddy things, but people love him so much that they just wouldn't care.
Straight up, dude. There's too many. Now we've got too many damn options for what you can call this episode. You can call what we just talked about, or you could call it Campbell, anti-Diddy. You know what I mean?
All right. So, anything going on in your brain that you want to discuss?
Hey, Zane, absolutely. So here's the thing. I stopped listening to the last week's story or session. I realized that the story I told about that crazy-ass customer
Right. Seemed
to go over pretty well.
Yeah.
So let me fucking tell you about this other one, Eric Zane. So get this. And this is wild, actually, but I think a lady, and again, I won't say names, I think a lady is trying to, was trying to get her dumpster paid for by scamming her insurance company by, like, saying, I'm caught up in some weird stuff right now.
Okay.
So this lady came up, and she was like, I water damage, I want to get this stuff out. And I'm like, all right, cool. And she rented with us before, so I'm like, I set the whole thing up. And she was like, I'm getting a divorce from my husband, and he could show up. So, like, if anybody calls and acts like they're from an insurance company, don't give them any of my information. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, that sounds a little weird. But then I remembered, and she said that because she rented from us 2 years ago, and she said the exact same thing 2 years ago. And I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm like, leave it to me to remember that from 2 years ago. So I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? So anyways, so that sounds crazy enough, right, Alexander? But it's not fucking over yet, dude. So she's calling, she called about like 10 times, and we were like discussing stuff or whatever. She was trying to get a discount. I'm like, ain't going to happen. But anywho, then this Grand Rapids number calls me, right? And it's just this other lady. And she called me, but I couldn't answer because I was on the other line. So I called her back. And the lady's like, how? And I'm like, Kyle, a dumpster diver, blah, blah, blah. I'm calling back. And she goes, did this, like, my customer, she goes, did this lady try to rent a dumpster from you? And I'm like, who is this? Like, okay. What's going on? And this was a regular lady trying to act like she worked at an insurance company. And she was like, this is her insurance company. I'm like, okay, well, what's your name? Like, what's the insurance company's name? And she was like, you tell me you can't give out information. Like, she was like tearing me up. Right? So I'm like, okay, now I'm kind of believing this lady a little bit. Right. Cause I'm like this fucking strange lady called and said she was from an insurance company, but she wasn't. So then I'm like, okay, I kind of believe her, right? But then, like, an hour later, I get a call from the actual insurance company. And I vetted this out and everything. And this guy started, he's, like, telling me what she's trying to do. And it's wild right now. But I was like, I'm not going to get caught up in insurance fraud, so I'm not going to fucking lie for this lady. So, yeah, I fucking was just telling this guy. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, so basically this fucking lady is trying to pay for her dumpster through her insurance
right, by
saying she has water damage, but she really doesn't.
What a fucking idiot. All the time spent to create this scam? Well, what is a dumpster? A $200-$300? Who gives a fuck? Just pay it, you dumb bitch.
Just pay it. That's all of our marketing from here on out, Eric.
Just pay, you dumb bitch. Yes.
Right.
Oh, fuck
it. Yeah, so, dude, it's in the air lately. And then get that. So this is quick. I'll just tell you this one quick. This other lady, I set her up a dumpster rental, and this will happen every once in a while where somebody will claim that, like, they're dropping their kids off at school or they're doing something or whatever. So they're like, I can't give you the payment info right now. And I'm like, all right, well, because this other lady rented from us before too. So I sent her a payment link and she like didn't pay it. So I'm texting with her the day before the rental, right? And she's like, I'm about to pay. I'm about to sign the contract. And she just asked me a couple of questions. Like, cool. Like, so the next day we go to bring her the dumpster and she like won't answer the phone and she hasn't paid or whatever. And so, like, we're, like, knocking on the door, and she won't answer. And, like, anywho, she comes out and is like, yeah, I changed my mind. I don't want this fucking thing. And so, anywho, I'm like, all right, like, that's pretty shitty. But, like, whatever, I'll talk to her. So I talked to her. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, for the – you owe us a cancellation fee because, like, you could, like, you didn't tell us.
Nope.
You lied to Tony. She basically lied to Tony and said that she called me and canceled. And I'm like, oh, no, dude. I'm the phone guy, dude. So anyways, so I talked with her, and she's like, immediately is like, we don't have a, like, I'm not paying you, we don't have a contract, I'm going to get the cops involved. And I'm
the
like,
cops.
Wait, what? I'm like, you like, so anyways, I kind of went on this lady, was just like, I was like, listen, like, don't call here again, like, this is not how we do things. And she's like, basically, like how I want to do this dumpster rental transaction is how we're going to do it, baby. And I'm like, no, it certainly isn't. And so, anywho, yeah. I'm just like, basically, it's just like people just trying to, like, take over the business for us and then, like, mandate what we do and what we don't do. It's just been wild.
That's exactly what they do. People want to get something for nothing. They want to take advantage of you. They don't actually want to pay. It's the bar is so low. That's why whenever anybody sends me a bill, I try to pay it like right away, because even though all you're doing is the bare minimum, you're still doing a lot more than everybody else. And they're going to look at you as like you're the greatest customer ever. And they're going to want to help you so much and move you to the front of the line all the time. You always pay as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I know. It is like, it doesn't make any sense. So get this. I'm reading back over the transcript of everything that was going on. This lady, so when Tony got there to drop off the dumpster and he was knocking on the door and she wouldn't answer, she texted him from inside the house and said, I did not sign any papers or pay and changed my mind. So anyways, you know, I texted her and I was being all nice and stuff. And then she said she was going to get the cops involved. And then I basically was just like, I said, haha, okay, cool. You know, I was like, I appreciate you taking advantage of a small business and forcing us to spend money and fuel, bringing you the service. You know, I all this stuff or whatever. And then I told her that I thought it was pretty funny that she wanted to call the cops on us, even though she was the one refusing to hold her end of the bargain.
She stole from you. She stole money from you. Listen to me. If you ever have a scenario where you have a dumpster full of shit and somebody's being an asshole or hasn't quite paid, and you're going to take their shit and get it out of the dumpster and leave it in the driveway, call me, because I will do that shit for free. I would love that job of taking their shit and throwing it in their driveway. I'd throw it on the fucking roof.
I know. You know, it's just like, I get it. It's not a glorious industry, and, like, we're not doing anything, like, otherworldly or whatever, but, like, come on, dude. You know what I mean? Like, we're just regular dudes trying to do our thing. You know what I mean?
Megan calls that a reverse eviction.
I know, right?
All right. I'm gonna kick you out. Thank you for your patience talking to me while all this racket is going on. Everybody loves to hear from you.
Yeah, hey, let me know when the guys are done roofing. Go up, at the end of the day, go down and look in the dumpster, and then next week, tell me how many Modelos are in there.
I got it. All right.
So we work with a lot of roofing companies, and whenever it's a Hispanic crew and we pick up the dumpsters, there's like at least 25 Modelos in there.
Oh, yeah, when it's time to party, when the work is done, hopefully.
Yeah, I
know. All right, I'll talk to you.
I love you guys. Doopsies.
There you go. That's Kyle from Dumpster Divers. As always, thank you for the reminder to call him. He's a wonderful soul. Very easy to talk to. He's getting pretty good at storytelling. Nick says people should have an option to leave a review. One star, this Karen tried to rip us off on dumpster rental. Yeah, leave a review on the customers. Tophis, who tried to give us some fairy tale about guy with water car earlier on the show, writes, I had a guy out in a hilljack town outside of Albany chase my truck down, cut me off, get out with two of his hilljack meathead buddies with bats and came after my truck. Stupid fucks put their ski masks on after they got out of their car. So I hit the drive cam and just started backing down Route 40, 5 a.m. in the morning on a Tuesday, and meth heads are chasing me down with weapons because the town said not to pick their nasty cans up. That's a trash industry story. Let's see. Jeremy says, it's really cool. Three dudes in the middle of British Columbia turned an old Caterpillar engine into a generator and shit. It's been awesome seeing the progress. A couple of weeks ago, they hauled their first load, 120,000 pounds of logs. Okay. I'll have to take your word for it. I don't know where that comes from. Kyle says, I've gotten three dumpsters from Kyle so far. Nothing but top-notch service. Okay, I'm now hearing a conversation on my roof in Spanish. Perhaps I should yell out, tu madre es una puta. I don't want to say that too loud, because if I say it loud enough down here, tu madre es una puta. Can you imagine if they heard that shit? They want to beat my fucking ass. God damn. All right. I don't know if you've seen the story about the union leader. What the fuck is this guy's name? Harold Daggett. The longshoremen's. The longshoremen are on strike. I learned about this yesterday when I was doing Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian. I've heard the term longshoreman before. If someone said to me, what does a longshoreman do? My guess, it's he would work at a dock ensuring that the ships are coming and going appropriately, keeping things moving. I don't know this. I'm just assuming. Anyway, there's a lot of them in the U.S., and they're in a union. I guess it's just the longshoremen union. Well, they just went on strike. And this guy, Harold Daggett, is the leader. And he spoke to the press. And everybody loves this guy. But there's an M. Night Shyamalan plot twist on Harold Daggett. He's one of these, you got to pay the workers a fair wage. People, they always wonder what the longshoremen do. And then they finally figure it out when suddenly they're not working anymore. You got to pay these women and men. Keep them happy. You want to see chaos? You will see what happens when the longshoremen go on strike in the United States. Yeah. Let me tell you right now. So they're on strike. And the shit is hitting the fan. You don't want this to last. This is a fucking big one. I'm always of the opinion that whenever a union strikes, you fucking pay them. You figure that shit out. Like these guys above me right now, they're not in a union. I don't know. Maybe they are. Is there a roofing union? I don't even know. Yeah, this is probably the most intense moment of the roofing process right now. Literally right now. Above me. Nick says it's a fancy name for a dock worker. They also unload and load the ships as well. Call Joe Martinez, have him translate the conversation. Tophis says they are really important. It's right there. Right there. Um, All right. I'm going to quickly get to these sponsors, bust out the asshole of the day, go take a tinkle, and check on my crew. I like how they started in this exact spot. All right. Thank you to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Linda's on the phone with Frank right now. If you need information about healthcare, if you healthcare insurance, if you need him to sign you up for Obamacare, he can do all those things. No charge for Frank. He is a licensed independent insurance agent / broker. Find him at buyinsurancehere.com. Oh, my God. All right. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage wants Kenny to buy now and refinance later. 231-332-6505. Do it today. Finally, don't go another day without reaching out to Zach Marco from EstateWise. Estate planning done right. Not just a will. I'm talking about full estate planning. Your trust, your power of attorney in case you're incapacitated, protect you and your family financially and making medical decisions if you need that taken care of. Avoiding probate, all very, very important. I want you to reach out to Zach at EstateWise and have him explain to you in more detail as to how this works. Call or text 616-540-7544. I know who's not the asshole of the day today. My beloved Mexicans on my roof. And I know I'm not the asshole of the day today because I'm here doing this show. Only a pro could pull this off. Let's see. What is this guy's name? It was something French. Russell Valu. That's the asshole who called the black mail carrier the N-word for delivering a Kamala Harris campaign junk mail thing and put it in this guy's mailbox. And, well, he got what was coming to him. There you go. He's your asshole of the day. Nick says they are DPing the shit out of that roof. Molly says, what the fuck happened to 2 hours? Well, yeah, you're right. I'm definitely cutting it short, but I think it has something to do with what's going on above me right now. Yeah, that's what happened in 2 hours. I'll try to do better next time. Otherwise, join me on the Patreon. I'll be starting momentarily. Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Molly is frustrated by the time. I'm so sorry, but I got senioritis, and I want to get the fuck out of here. You can always sign up for Patreon. 7 days free. Piano Finger Banger says, yeah, this is the new norm. All right. If you want, I'll go longer to keep everybody from getting completely rebelling on me. How about we do this? All right, I'm going to cut it. See? Thanks, folks.